Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have State Employees Credit Union CEO Jim Blaine talking about creating chaos, so check it out. What are your thoughts? I mean, what's your take on today's regulation and compliance environment? It's all stemming from, obviously, the recession and some bad moves by some bad people, and a lot of good people are getting thrown under the bus for it. So, I mean, what's your take on all this stuff that's going on right now?
Mike, it's a cycle. It is an overreaction to what was a very bad financial crisis. Many financial people did very bad things mm-hmm. to American consumers. So the increased regulation to me makes sense, and we don't want it to happen again.
Right.
So I'm for it.
Okay.
CFPB, everybody, I'm for it.
Okay.
Now, how they're doing it, though, is driving us crazy and is overkill and is excessive. But if you give the cycle a couple more years, mm-hmm. it'll come back to a normal kind of regulatory environment.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not sure who regulation is to protect the consumer, right? And I'm not sure who loses when the consumer wins. So we want some people to go to jail in the future that try to do these things.
Yeah.
We can't let it go back to normal, because next time it happens, it almost brought the country down last time. It'll get us next time.
Mm-hmm.
We got too many people counting on pensions and insurance and their credit union to let that go again. So I think we just need to get over it, implement it, put up with a little excess for a while,
right,
and then come back to normal.
Okay.
Been around long enough, saw the savings and loans go down, seen this cycle happen before, similar crisis on a smaller scale.
Mm-hmm.
So, it self-corrects after a while.
Okay. That's good to hear. So kind of get over the kind of, I don't want to say, I think knee-jerk reaction might be a little bit too flippant of a term for this, but kind of get over that overreaction, and then things will smooth out in the next couple of years and get back to normal, hopefully.
Well, the regulators and Congress were clearly embarrassed, right?
Oh, of
everybody got surprised. So if my job is to be a regulator and suddenly I just said, hey, you know, the corporates went down and you all owe $25 billion, I'm not in a very good position or frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So the tendency is to try to make up for that oversight. But we all miss that one, all right? That's not just the regulators. So.
Gotcha.
I won't let it happen again, though.
I hope not. My gosh. And I think we are taking the correct measures to keep that from happening again. Let's switch to data breaches right now, because this is something that affects all of us greatly as well. I mean, where does the responsibility lie? I've spoken with Dan Berger quite a few times on this, and he said, you know, it's the retailers have to take a bigger responsibility in this whole debacle with the data breaches. I mean, what's your take on this as well?
Dan is always right.
Of course.
October 15th, I think, Mike, is the date where EMV cards, and so there's some security protections mm-hmm. that go in mandatory at the retailer level. If they do not have it in, then the retailer assumes all liability for fraud. So they're going to put that in, and I think that will dramatically change the balance. So the mm-hmm. retailers will be on board about helping to prevent some of the fraud. What's been going on is the cost of putting in some of the new equipment and the new safeguards has exceeded the cost of the fraud.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you have some slippage or shrinkage or anything in any business, you have some loss. So that cost, although large numbers to you and me, have been relatively small. But the equation has changed. Now the losses are growing, and can be very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
The retailers get it. But that October date, right?
Right.
Right. Balance out the liability. So I think that'll level the playing field. Plus you have things like Apple Pay and mm-hmm. some other security devices with your phone,
yep.
which I think is going to help solve a lot of that problem. I don't think the retailers are against security. It embarrasses Target, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've got huge lawsuits, so they don't want any part of it either. But we just have to get the systems in place, and the retailers have always thought that they paid those fees, transaction fees, to the banks and the credit unions to cover that cost.
Mm-hmm.
So, they want if they're going to absorb part of the liability for fraud and security, then they want those transaction fees to go down.
And yes.
Yeah.
Right. you've seen that with some of the amendments in the Fed's lowering of transaction fees, mm-hmm. interchange fees is what
yes.
I yeah. So it's kind of it doesn't. Nobody wins on fraud, right?
No,
not even fraudsters.
No.
I hope so.
Well, and I feel for some credit union IT folks because, I mean, they're constantly trying to stay one step ahead of the fraudsters because it's not just some random guy or random person in a basement anymore trying to hack into your system. It's a pretty big conglomerate right now that are doing these things. So it's a pretty serious business.
That's right. And Mike, you know, if the all the personnel records of everybody in the federal government have been acquired by the Chinese, that it's a situation, I think you've heard this saying, is you've either been hacked or you've been hacked and don't know it.
Yeah.
So it is not, it's just going to be a fact of life.
Yep.
And we keep trying to add security levels, but, you know, it's something that we're going to have to live with. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're going to have to live with in this day and age. All right, Jim, to wrap up here, one of the more important questions I wanted to ask you, just because of your experience in the industry and stuff. I mean, based on your experience, I mean, what advice do you have for credit union CEOs coming up in their new positions? Because as you well know, there's a lot of executive succession going on right now, a lot of turnover. And so what types of advice do you have for these folks, for these new folks coming in and leading this industry to where it should go?
For young people, be patient and don't give up. They'll leave. We'll leave sooner or later. So, I think that's the biggest frustration I hear. The credit union, from what I see, has a huge amount of young talent. So, I think the bench is pretty deep in credit unions for people ready to take up and acquire those roles. So, people ask me that, you know, what do you do in your job? And I always say, my job is to predict the future. And people say, well, that's impossible. I'll say, perhaps it's not. You can predict the future if you pay attention to the horizon. Mm-hmm. If you're at the beach next time, Mike, if you look out at night, you can see the lights of another city out there. You can see things coming. Mm-hmm. Where if a ship starts sailing toward you,
mm-hmm.
you see the mast first, right? And then you see, and then there's 15 minutes where it comes right at you.
Yep.
So if you pay attention at the horizon, you will never be surprised, and you have enough time to prepare your credit union for the next big thing. That's the job. I think you're trying to avoid surprises. You're trying to anticipate the future.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make sure that you keep up with the times and what your members need. And you're supposed to look after your people. And the other thing I always think is part of your the CEO's job is to create chaos. And people say, what? You're supposed to create order. I said, no. Order is maintenance. If you got everything in good order and you sit still, you're going to have a mess. So you've got to create chaos and get everybody out there on the limb with you for the next thing that's coming. So that's difficult to explain to people because they'd like to stay safe and they got so much at stake, but creating a little chaos is good for most any organization.
I love it. You just gave me my headline, Jim. Creating
oh,
chaos
Lord.
With Jim Blaine. I love it.
great.
Well, Jim, thank you so. Is there anything else you want to add before we break away? I mean, this has been fascinating. I love talking about this stuff with you. And anything else to add to wrap up?
For your audience, who may not know me other than by blog or reputation, I'd like to assure them that my mother did like me as a child.
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she loved you very much, Jim.
But after I was, as I grew older, she...
Oh, unbelievable. Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate the time. I look forward to doing this again and keep fighting the good fight and enjoy the North Carolina, the woods and the mountains and stuff back there. And I hope to get back there one of these days myself and revisit my old stomping grounds.
Come see us or send us your mama. Hey?
I will. I'll do both. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, Jim. Thank you very much.
Thank you.